Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, Dr. Bloom was teaching that it is just as wrong not to do the things that we should do as it is to do the things that we should not do. Let's continue with that lesson today.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
There are people who do not do the forbidden things of God's word, yet they are not doing what they are supposed to do. Some are not kind, some do not witness, some are unforgiving, and on we could go with the misery of some of them. One thing that brings great distress and hindrance to the work of the Lord is when we believers speak unkindly of others. And so as a result, although we aren't doing those forbidden things of God's word, we're not doing the things that we should do. To do good is God's way. If we know to do good and do it not, then it is sin, because it is not at all like God. Therefore, it is ungodly. This means that the sin of commission is no more real than the sin of omission. We can do wrong by doing wrong, and we can do wrong by doing nothing. Let us see some four instances here. It is a sin if we do not worship God. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, Psalms 29:2 tells us. We don't worship the Lord, and we don't do it in the beauty of holiness, it's a sin. The command in Hebrews 10:24-25 is strong. We're to exhort one another daily as we see the day approaching. We're not to be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is. And so we need to be faithful to God's house, and not only be faithful to God's house, but exhort other Christians to do so. Not to is sin. Now, you may have the idea of, but I didn't do anything. And you didn't do what some sinning saint in the church is doing, but the fact that we are doing nothing is still sin. Now, be careful, those that say, you know, our inner man has such sin. How can we point a finger? How can we actually deal with someone in immorality or doing something wrong like that? We've got to realize we are evil too. Well, that is true. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the Bible also tells us to deal with that person in immorality. That person must confess. That person must forsake that sin. That person must make things right. So understand that we don't overlook sin, the outward sins that are manifested. The Bible tells us to deal with those things. That has nothing to do with whether or not our own hearts are evil within, because all men's hearts are desperately wicked. And my friend, please understand, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we need to understand also is that guy that did the immorality, that guy that did the stealing, that guy that did the lying is a guy that has a heart also that is wicked just like ours. And yet we didn't manifest that same thing. So we are instructed to be understanding what the will of God is. We're not to seek the will of God generally, but we are to seek it both generally and specifically on our life. And when we don't, it is sin. In 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not to do that is sin. 1 Thessalonians says to pray without ceasing. Not to is sin. 1 Thessalonians also says we're to in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not to is sin. How shall they hear if no one tells them? To know to witness and not do it is sin. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 17 instructs us about this. Honor thy father and mother. Not to is sin. Husbands, love your wives. Not to is sin. Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Not to is sin. We're even to, within the church, obey those that have the rule over us. It says in Hebrews 13:7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, and whose faith follow, whose doctrine, in other words, the doctrine from God's word, follow it, considering the end of their conversation. So obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Who has the rule over you in church? Those that speak to you the word of God, in other words, your pastor. And he says, obey and submit, because they have to watch for your soul. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 through 21, he talks about servants or employees. Be subjected to your masters or your employers. And not just to the good and gentle, but also to the froward, that is the hard-headed ones. He says, this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. So the actions, the attitudes of the other person doesn't make it all right to not obey. It's not right for a wife to not be in subjection to her husband because he's a bad husband. Mark 12:30-31. We're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. And we're to love our neighbors ourselves. Not to is sin. 1 Peter 1:15-16. We are to be holy because the Lord our God is holy. Not to is sin. Psalms 93:5. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Sin, it is sin not to keep the house of the Lord holy, to make it an irreverent place. The question now comes down to, are you dealing with the sin of selfishness as it relates to the inner man? Now, praise God for this little book of James that warns us of things that will be brought into an account that we may begin to avoid those things. If you are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, that Christ that the world rejected, and you've taken him as your Lord, and you seek to live the kind of life he lived, then you'll also know that he not only suffered, but if you follow his example, you'll learn that he endured through the word and power of his Spirit. And you can too. Perhaps we need to make ourselves more familiar with the Bible. Perhaps we need to read more of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and look at the life of Jesus. If we're going to live the kind of life he lived, we need to know what it was and how he handled himself. You see, we need to check the book, the Bible, the Gospel book, more than we check our checkbooks, our pocketbooks, our sports books, our motivational books. And my Christian friend, when we get to that point, that the book, by not only statement, but by practice, is the most important book of our life, the Bible, then we're on the right road. There's a hymn in the hymnals of our church that is perhaps in your hymnal that says, that asks a question, really. It says, am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? Shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend to grace, to help me on to God? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Christian friend, what about the inner man? Have you learned to take the things of your family, your business, your pleasure, and seek God's will in every aspect. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now you may be listening, and you're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home. My friend, Christ died for you. He was buried. He rose from the dead. He did that because he loves you, and he wants to save your soul. Won't you receive him as your Savior? I just want to share with you just three or four quick things. First of all, realize that you're a sinner. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that means that every one of us sinned. And the Bible says that the wages of sin, didn't say big sin, didn't say terrible sin, said the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And yes, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, not what we've earned, like the wages that we've earned is to go to hell, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How does that gift come? Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. In other words, he paid the penalty in full. In Romans 10:9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, he wants to save you, and he will save you if you will let him, if you will call upon him. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you believe that Jesus actually died and shed his blood on the cross for your sins, for all of them, like he said he did, or did he lie? And do you believe that he rose up from the dead as he said he did, or did he lie? Well, he rose up from the dead, and he'll save you. Why not right where you are right now, bow your head, and pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I would like to send to you. It'll instruct you on how to live this new Christian life. It'll show you how to study the Bible to get more out of it. It'll show you things that you ought to pray for. And it will also instruct you about doctrine and how to serve him and lead a soul to Christ. And I want you to have that booklet free just by writing and saying, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast. Now, you might already be saved, but you'd like to have the booklet and use it as a help to help others in their Christian life. Then you write me and just say, I would like to have the booklet, and I'll send that to you free. Well, I see that my time is up now, and I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible. sense.